Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
We would like to speak to you now on the templates activating in your divine human blueprint at this time. Your divine human blueprint is the map of consciousness, the map of who you are and how you have become, and also how you are continuing to become. It is the map of your evolution, a trajectory and a timeline, accessed within a still point, a moment beyond space and time. It is in fact accessing this still point and this moment from beyond space and time that allows your divine human blueprint to regenerate the blueprint you are currently running, the templates and the scripts that have arisen from the stories that were collected in your past. You are here to recognize yourselves as script writers of your future experience. Aligning with the now is what enables you to bring the manifestations and the re-scripting of your future experience into alignment with the wholeness and the integrity of the harmony of your highest potential for humanly realizing your divine multidimensionality and the truth of who you are, being an embodied, lived experience. You are, after all, a point of view within the all that is. And as a point of view, you are ambassadors of exploration. You have itineraries, agendas, experiences that you wish to contribute to the oversoul and the overconsciousness and the all that is of humanity. At this time, there is a great sense of fun in the quickening of explorations and the sublimation of the quickening of shared information. This is a noise-filled feedback process at the moment where the frequencies are currently all vying for attention. And attention, as you are aware, is fast becoming the highest prized commodity of the now. However, as with all such sublimations of quickening, there is a peak that is reached where the noise and the feedback frequencies refine and refine again, and through this process of refinement reach a single pitch. This is where integration takes place, where the sublimation of information sharing reaches its own harmonic state. This is where the information that reaches each individuation from each source is refined to align with harmony, to be welcomed into an effortlessness that reflects the naturalness of what in fact is an internal capacity within the conscious awareness of all of you to read the Akash of consciousness, ask a question of the all that is, and instantly receive an answer. Although there is a confluence of bumbling, humbling trajectories and sine waves of information vying with each other at the moment, reaching across the clumsiness of multiple pathways that have not yet overcome the interference patterns between them all, focusing as they do on their distortions in a well-tried and tested but fast-dying arena of competitiveness. When this, that is soon to even out as competitiveness is replaced with co-creativity, and co-creativity becomes the new normal, and co-creativity within a supportive framework of interaction. This transition state is inevitable, and it is bumpy on the road, perhaps, but important. The integrity of the process itself is important because it is you who are creating this landscape of consciousness. You who are defining how this technological landscape of information frequency will actually reform itself to align more highly with your what you are calling in. And what you are calling in comes not from your mind so much as from your hearts. And your hearts are the gateways to the infinite. And the point, if you like, through which the human blueprint is receiving the resonance of oneness awareness throughout all the fields and dimensions of the self, as that self is humanly experienced. It is the work of human beings here now to humanly realize the divine multidimensionality, the vastness of the self, and how that translates into human experience when the human realizes in a non-separation state its own vibratory reality of oneness within all that is. The more that human vibratory reality of oneness within all that is integrated and embodied, the more the holographic projection of reality, the created reality that's being sourced from that individual as the projector unit, projecting the holograph of its own unique subjective experience of what it defines, expects, believes, and projects onto reality, the more that begins to reflect the harmonic resonance that is the natural state of the point of view of consciousness when it is relaxed from having a point of view. And as the more and more of you relax into this state of the I beyond the I who has a point of view, the collective field and therefore the collective holographic projections of reality are able to reform. There are agreements that are tense for many of you, of course, at the moment, and a lot of these relate to the technology platform supporting the interchange of information, but the exchange of information is headed into a trajectory where it will eventually realize itself as a reflection of the eye that can read the Akash of consciousness, and its behaviors will mimic and mirror and eventually equalize with this behavior of reading the Akash of consciousness. You all are intended to become oracles. And this is one of the means where the outer and externalized experience of consciousness, for everything you experience in the outer, is a reflection of the state of consciousness within and all that is encoded within the inner, where the external landscape of consciousness is in agreement and cohesion and harmonic resonance with the inner state of consciousness at the highest potential for realization. So where you realize oneness within, so it is reflected without. Where you awaken to the consciousness that can ask a question of the all that is and receive an answer from the Akash, so too can you type a question into your technology platforms and receive an answer. At the moment, many of you, like we say, have feedback processes in that, and it is not yet refined, and the multiple platforms are not yet in harmonious agreement with each other. The attitude of competition is humanity's greatest challenge as we move into the co-creative initiatory phases that are steeping this summer solstice in opulent, beautiful sunbursts of new activational energies and awarenesses, with the impetus and the impulse and the energy to carry out and act together in connectivity from your highest alignment, what is your excites you the most of your dreams made real and brought into the physical. Well, one of the directions you are traveling in, and the greatest challenge, as we say, for this next evolutionary step humanity is taking together and learning what is co-creativity within between humans. Never mind between humans and the planet. Never mind between humans and all your co-creative teams in consciousness. At the moment, your challenge is to work with what is co-creativity between humans. And step over the slippery pebble in the river of competitiveness, because competitiveness is invested in the attachment to the illusion that there is an arena where resources are are in lack, both the consumers and customers for a product that is being sold, and the suppliers of that product are in an arena of lack where they are trying to convince people that everybody should come to them and nobody should go to the person next to them. Whereas if you dissolve this template and ask, what is the truth? Show me the truth beyond this. Allow me to rest in it and create from here. What do you see but a marvelous mandala dance of networks where the trajectories of each mandala are turning the trajectories of other mandalas, the resonances arising from the center point in the hub of each different mandala are interacting in intricate, unique and intelligent waveform patterns. And at the highest harmonious level, each mandala could be considered an entity, a creation or an individual, broadcasting the isness of its own song. This is my am, my I am. This is what I am and this is what I create. My creation and I are one. Who is with me and who requires this? It is not a case of reaching, extending into the abyss to find what does not exist within a lack paradigm, but of resonating with the truth of one's song, allowing that song to be the frequency pattern that is the waveform that connects and interacts with other fields of consciousness and other frequency patterns who are in sympathetic resonance, and by an intelligent self-governing process, allow who is for you to come to you, what you are for to be what you connect with, in a way that is beyond any idea of control, any idea of management, any idea of force, manipulation, deceit, competition, or lying. And so suddenly there is an effortlessness revealed beyond the smoke of this co-created competitive field, which is rooted very firmly in the fear of not enoughness. Dropping oneself into the field and the moment of enoughness, allowing that to be a resonant statement in the field of consciousness. I am enough in this moment. I have done enough in this moment. I have enough in this moment, just for this moment. Allowing the pause and the peace that comes with allowing that statement to be present in the field drops the consciousness out of the fields where that statement cannot be held as true into a much more spacious arena. And this is the arena where mandalas are dancing together in a field of natural, effortless, unmanageable connectivity that is another, nonetheless, automatically, we would say, harmoniously governed, where you attract who is for you and are attracted to who you are for. This manner of exchange, this shifting consciousness, shifts the paradigm for the platform, for the technologies that are going to govern how information is exchanged digitally, informationally, and how people put themselves in touch with the answers to the questions that are coming from their hearts in the moment. For Earth is a phenomenal human exchange center of information. Information is light, is frequency, is sound. Information, when it travels as light and frequency and sound, activates patterns of light and frequency and sound encapsulated in the fields one of another. Less and less is it necessary for the verbal words to describe precise meaning to the mental capacities that must cognitively unpack them in order to then struggle to act upon new knowledge banked as a definitive thing. Light, sound, frequency, words are carrying packages that are multidimensional. And as the activation and integration and embodiment of divine multidimensionality of consciousness that is humanly happening continues to grow, communications can make use of this so that packets of light are more effortlessly and seamlessly transferred and shared and exchanged. We are not touching yet on the collective unconscious and how you all exchange information in the realms of consciousness. We are looking simply at the information exchange that is facilitated with technology and how that is beginning to mirror what happens automatically and naturally within fields of consciousness as you also activate that divine multidimensionality in your human realization in an embodied way. So your technology is growing to reflect the awakening state of oneness within you. It can't help but do this because it is created from you and of you, all of you together, not necessarily as one individual. This is another thing that is being destroyed, is the idea of power over and ultimate authorities. Although many have been elected within the field of technology, it does not in fact support that as a sustainable model moving forwards. That is simply something that is supporting the collective healing of humanity and encouraging each of you to let go of your own attachment to the idea of elected authorities who have power over what your experience is going to be of the platform they are in control of. These are ancient dinosauric ideas that are disintegrating from the field. And you can, if you look, see where they are dissolving, both in you and in what your technological landscape of consciousness can bring you. For the landscape of technological consciousness is another dimension of the self. Anywhere the I is experiencing itself is a dimension of the self. And you, as sovereign co-creator beings, have utter sovereignty, utter command, and can employ the divine right of free will and choice over how you co-create your experience and your relationship to all that you connect with and touch upon, receive, exchange, integrate, and give in this field of consciousness. Thank you for being with us. We are from Sirius. We are the guides who delight to speak to you of technology and the relationship between consciousness and technology. We are also, of course, excited about so much more. And we are overlighting the evolution of the human blueprint and its constant contributions. Oh, it's constant many race contributors who work within Gaia, the planetary consciousness, for benevolent outcome, harmonious process, and the divine integration of the natural evolution of human consciousness within the evolving consciousness of Gaia, the planetary consciousness herself, the planet herself. Thank you so much for being with this high-speed transmission. It has been activational. The purpose is not to inform so much as to demonstrate something we are speaking of within the transmission, which is how information can be transmitted as activational packets of light, color, sound, and frequency, vibrating with resonant packets within yourselves that are ready to be touched upon, vibrated with, and activate for each of you in a unique, distinct, untouchable way that is governed by your own innate intelligence, overseen and protected by your higher selves, and supports what you're calling in for each of you at the highest level of yourselves. We love you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.